Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Last week I did reveal that I'm the confronter in my relationship, and Cliffo, you then went on to say that you feel like in heterosexual relationships the female is always the confronter. You are definitely not.
No.
And it was an overwhelming response from listeners to say the same. Are you the confronter?
Yes, I'm always the bad cop.
Give us an example.
You go to a restaurant and the meal's not very good.
Yeah.
And he'll always be like, no, we'll just not go back here again. I'm like, no, we're not paying for this. We have to say something.
Yeah. That's what I do, Sue. I'm like, got to be nice to everyone. Yeah. Don't want anyone to not like
just
you.
Just eat it anyway.
Me, Sue's husband, Nav, your fiancé, we all will not confront.
Well, I confronted you yesterday, Cliffo, to make you more confrontational. And I've actually found someone who might be able to help you out in the first stages. Dr. Samantha Hardy-Lawson joins us right now. She is a conflict coach. And she actually has a PhD in conflict management. So she's right up there. She joins us. How are you, Dr. Samantha?
I'm good, thank you. I'm so looking forward to working with Cliffo on this one.
I can't say the same thing, unfortunately. So, Sam, is it normal that one person in the relationship is the confronter? Is that like a normal kind of setup?
I think it is. I think we get into patterns of interactions in our relationships, and one person tends to be the one who's the confronter and the other person's the one who just wants to get along, wants everyone to like them.
It's a good bit of balance, but would it be beneficial if Cliffo had a few more confrontational skills under his belt so that he could take the blow every now and then?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you know what happens when you're not a confronter and you just want everyone to like you all the time, you build up this resentment because you're kind of always giving up what's important to you and it festers away. And what tends to happen, I don't know if this happens to you, Cliffo, but it builds up and one day it explodes and everyone's like, where did that come from? You know, some little thing tips you over the edge. Does that happen to you?
Yeah. And then people are like, oh, he has a temper, but he just must hold on to it all the time.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is, so you're better off to have these little confrontations frequently than one big one every 6 to 12 months.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the little ones you can manage, you can repair them. The big ones are really hard to come back from.
True. All right. So if it were a scenario where, for example, he got served a cold dish at lunch and he wanted to return it, what are the tips and tricks you have to be comfortable in speaking his mind?
I think you've got to weigh up what the benefit is of not saying anything, that people like you but you have a cold lunch, or, you know, standing up for yourself and maybe other people who might get a cold lunch after you if you don't speak up on their behalf in a way. But I think it's also about being really polite. Don't apologise for raising a concern. It's not your problem. If they've done the wrong thing, you don't apologise on their behalf, but be really polite about it. I noticed that this dish is cold and I really wanted a hot dish. Wondering what you can do about that. And sort of put it back to them. Or even better, I'm wondering what you can do to help me, because nobody wants to not help.
I'm glad that you said don't apologise on their behalf, because that would be my natural thing. I'd go up and go, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, it's cold. I'm sorry, can you fix it? I'm sorry.
So just kind of just tinge everything with super politeness.
Yeah, super polite, and then ask them what they can do to help you, because nobody wants to not help. If you say, what can you do to help me with this? Most people will try to help you, whereas if you say, so I want this or I want that, they'll fight back. Whereas if you ask them to help you, most people want to try and be helpful.
That's a really good point. Have you got any other hints there? Like, is it like, does he need a power pose beforehand to build up the confidence?
Oh, Jesus.
Is there anything like that?
I would say try to mirror the other person's body language. So don't try and stand over them. If they've got their arms folded, fold your arms.
Okay.
If they're not listening, you might have to start speaking a little bit loudly, but then try and bring it back to a calm voice. So you might say, excuse me, I would like to talk to you about the meal that I have. So you can kind of encourage them to come to meet you in a nice calm spot in the middle. Because, you know, it never works when you say to someone, just calm down, right?
Yeah, God, it does the opposite every time, doesn't it?
All right, well there's some good tips and tricks there for you, Cliffo. And next stage is actually getting you to confront someone.
This I'm really not looking forward to, but I guess it will be made easier with your tips. Dr. Samantha Hardy, who is a conflict coach. And an expert in the subject. Thank you so much. We'll let you know how it goes, Dr. Sam.
Yeah, good luck. You can do it. The Hit Breakfast Show.